Today's daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Zayin. We're holding on daf at Vav Omud Beit, and we were just getting to the value of Tfilat HaMincha and the various other Tfilot. And we start at the two dots we got up to, Amar Rav Chava, Amar Rav Huna. We're in the middle of various Ma'amorim of Rav Chava, Amar Rav Huna. So, Avamar Rabbi Chalva Amar Rav Huna, this is like two lines up from the middle of the big lines on Amud Bet. Ba'olam ye adam zagir b'tfilat ha-mincha. You should be very careful to have tfilat ha-mincha in time with kavona. Sha'arei Eliyo lo na'ane ele b'tfilat ha-mincha. Shnemer vayi ba'alot ha-mincha, vayigash Eliyo anavi vayomar aneni Hashem aneni. So that was the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself at the test between the Nevi'e Habal and the Nevi'e Hashem. Why did he repeat the word Aneni? Aneni, Shetered Eish Ben HaShemayim. And you think it's going to help to do a few miracles for these guys? You have to be Aneni, Shelo Yomru, Maisek Shafimim. Obviously, they'll say it was some kind of trick, it was some kind of magic, so I need psychological help for them, not just the help of the actual Nes. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Af b'tfilat arvit. You have to be careful about my rif too. Shenema tikon tfilati ketoret lefanecha, bas'at kapay minchat arif. So the last thing in the day is the ketoret, shabin arbaim, and that is keneged, the burning at time of Myriv. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak says, well, you could take chakras seriously too. Shenema Hashem boker tishma koli, boker aharoch lecha va'atzapez. You should have my chakras also as soon as you can. Yom Reb Chava Amar Rav Huna Kolon Enemi Se'udat Chatan, another mimer also from Reb Chava Amar Rav Huna. Someone who takes advantage of a chas in a meal, Ve'ino B'samcho, Over B'chamisha Kolot, Shinema Kol Sason V'kol Simcha, Kol Chatan V'kol Kala, Kol Omrim Holdu Es Hashem Tzvakot, Ve'im B'samcho Ma'asecharon, Omer Reb Yeshua Ben Levi, Zochel Torah, Shinitna B'chamisha Kolot. Now, here this Gemara doesn't seem to have anything to do with what we're learning about, and we shall in a moment see that it has everything to do with what we're learning. Remember that this pasuk of Kol Sason V'Kol Simcha is not a pasuk about weddings. It's a pasuk about the binyan of Yerushalayim. Od Yishama Barei Yehuda V'Chutzot Yerushalayim. It's a pasuk about Geula, and therefore the giving the Simcha at a chasana, which is a recreation of the potential of the building up of a world. This is the beginning, just as it goes all the way back to Gan Eden, ends up becoming the equivalent of Kilubona Achat Michurvot Yerushalayim. So it has everything to do with the sugyas of Dovid HaMelech, with Binyan Yerushalayim, with Geula that we've been speaking about, and with the Chibur of Kriyat Shema to Kabbalah Satera. Because what is the schar if you are Misameach Echosin Vekala? Your Zoichel Torah Shinitina B'chamisha Kolot. Shenemra vayib yom ha-shlishi b'yot ha-boka vayi kolot uvrakim v'kol shofar v'elohim yanenu b'kol. That's five kolot. But wait a minute, there's more. V'kol ha'am ro'im et ha-kolot. Yeah, those are the same kolot. The kolot of Kodem Matan Torah. It's just that for this, that the pasuk has to tell me that you could actually see them. Rabbi Abu Omer, it's more than that. Look at the rest of the pasuk. Mevi'im toda beit Hashem. It's like bringing a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, ki'ilu bana achat michurvot Yerushalayim. Because it ends with the avtocha, ki yashiv et shvuta aretz kabirishona, amar Hashem. Another maimer of Reb Chava Amar Rav Huna, kol adam, sheyesh bo yirat shamayim devarav nishmaim, shenemar, the end of Kohelet is the bottom line, sof davar kol nishma, et Elohim yira, what is the meaning of this is it? Omri Belazar Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, kol olam kulo lo nivra l'bishvil zeh. You know all those billions of years? They all had one thing in mind. The development of one conscious human being who is aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in his Yorei Es Hashem. Reb Abba Bar Kana Amur Omer Shokul zeh k'neged olam kulo. This person lives in his own reality, which is as valuable as everything else put together. Rabbi Shimon ben Azza Omer Varmila Rabbi Shimon ben Zoima, Kol Olam Kololo Nivra Letzevet Lezeh. Look, He can't do it all on his own, right? So you need a big staff to keep a whole world. I mean, after all, you know, what does it take to have a village? Okay, takes a village. So it takes a global village to raise one Yerushalayim. So they have their purposes also, but it's all b'tzevet l'zeh. The Omrav Chaba Omrav Huna. If you know that another person is going to give you a greeting when he sees you, you give him the greeting first. But this does not apply if you do not know that he's going to give you a greeting, because as we'll see, what if you give a greeting to someone and he doesn't answer you, which unfortunately happens all too often today? Then that person who did not answer you is called beautiful. Moshe says it's like the Truman Show. You have an entire world, but they've all just been hired to do the things in the background, you know, to make Truman believe that there's a world that's there. Perfect. Excellent. So if he doesn't answer you, he's called a robber. Why is that? Shenemar v'atem bi'artam ha'kerem. Gizelat ha'ani b'vatechem. Now, what do you mean, gizelat ha'ani? Why would someone steal from someone poor when you can steal from the next door that has a beautiful mansion and all kinds of great things to steal? So the point of the pasuk obviously is that these people are so corrupt that they would even have the gizel of an ani, but an ani doesn't have anything to steal. Ah, but he does, you see. You could steal his care. You could steal his love. You could steal his compassion. You could steal his hello, you could steal his boker tov. So that must be what it is that these people steal. You took his greeting, and you didn't give anything back in return. So what sensitivity, it's absolutely beautiful. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. We're getting back now to the inyan of the interrelationship, which is the getter of Amunah, as we said, that we achieve, which Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we spoke about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting on tefillin. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually davens? Shenemar v'aviyotim al harkotshi, usmachtim bevei tefilati. What's tefilati? Does it say bevei tefilatam? It's my place for tefilah. Tefilati, mikan shakadosh baruch hu mitpalel. That means that within the context of our tefilas, which clearly the Beis HaMikdash is a mokum for our tefilas, as Shlomo HaMelech describes it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens along with us. And what would he say? My mitzalik. Omer Rav Zutra Partuvi Omer Rav Yehi Ratzon Bilafanai Sheyichbeshu Rachami Et Kaasi V'yigolu Rachamai Al Midotai V'etnahegi Banai B'midat HaRachamim V'ekanes Lehem Lifnim Mishurat Hadin. So each one of our tefillas elicits a bakosha kevayachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his own hanhoga, as how it is that he wants his midas to be nisgala in the world. We'll see this daf is very profoundly nogea, the concepts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhoga. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, pa'amachat nichnasti lahakter ketoret. Sounds familiar? Exactly, because we were comparing Minchas Orev to the ketoret. Lifnai v'lifnim. V'ra'iti, now this shame, Akatriel, by the way, it's not even clear how it's meant to be pronounced, because incredibly, there is no mocker anywhere in Torah for this particular shame. It's not listed among the Shemes Hashem, and therefore the Rishonim wonder, is it meant to be a shame of a malach, in which case it would mean Akatriel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akatriel of Ka'ashem Tzvakot, which doesn't make sense, because at the time that you're makter the ketores lifnai v'lifnim, the Medrash says no malach can be there. Therefore, a katriel cannot be a malach. So some of the Rishonim say that it is indeed a shame. That's one of the hidden shemas, Kabbalistic shemas. But obviously, the meaning over here is the concept of the keser, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus, which is nizgala, at the time that all of the midas are mitkashrot with the ketoret. The word ketoret means the connectedness. And I saw this Giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, indeed, which is Yoshev HaKisei Ram V'Nisa. So he had this vision of a Melech Malchei Hamlochi. V'amar li Yishmael b'ni borcheni. Amarti lo, yiratzon milfanecha sheyichbeshu rachamecha et ka'ascha v'yigolu rachamecha midotecha v'tnahegi banecha b'midat harachamim v'ikan tikanes l'nefti mishurat adin. So you see that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's immediate tvisa of seeing HaKadosh, the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilu Omed above Kol Olam Kula, that the bracha that he could give is exactly the tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be mispalel kevayachol to himself. In other words, the higher darga of the love and connection to the Olam, which unfortunately has to be translated into the difficult day-to-day anhagas and midas hamishpat, as the Ramchal calls it, which is painful, that this tefillah is that we understand that ultimately everything is yotze mitoch avatcha and your malchus, yiratzen, that you should be able to utilize that love to be able to be mizgaber on the midas hakoshes and go lifnim mishuras hadin. That's my bracha to you. V'na'anali b'rosho, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayachol nodded his head, which means, says Rashi, that's the equivalent of saying amen. I agree. It's a wonderful bracha. Thank you. And therefore, kamashmalan, shalotei birkat hediot kala be'enecha. This is a clear raya that the way to understand the concept of bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not merely an acknowledgement of the mekorot of things being from him, but it's an actual bracha that even a hediot can give to a great person, kavayochel, a human being, is mevorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that, of course, is the achalta v'savato v'racht and all the birchas of Shemona Esrei and so on. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, minayin she'im ratzino la'adam b'sha'at ka'aso. We see that the way to deal with things is to recognize that there is a concept of psychology in the way that a persona is expressed in the world. You cannot use rationality. Therefore, if somebody is in a state of anger or pain, do not attempt to change that and to deal with that in a rational way. You have to wait until he cools off. And we see this, kavayachol with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dichti panai yelechu v'anichoti lach. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, wait until I'm not angry. I'm tainli ad she'yavru. Now, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't angry. But panim shel zaam, the expression of my midas, that this was the time to show you, which is a face of anger, you have to treat it as if it's anger. Therefore, don't talk to me now about giving up on my anger of the maisa ego. Just hold on, and then we can talk. Then vaniach lecha. Wait a minute, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? Umiika ritcha kamiriku chubrichu? Oh, yes, indeed. In the Tanya. The El Zo'en B'chol Yom. The Kamazamo, one instant, Rega. How much is an instant? Echad B'chameshet Riba V'shmonet Alofim V'shmonet Meot V'shmonim V'shmonet V'sha'a. 158,888th of an hour, which is, there's different Gersos, by the way. Zohi Rega. Ve'inko B'riyaya Cholol Chavino Tasha'a. Nobody can point to that instant except for Bilam HaRasha. That's why it says Yodea Da'at El Yom. Now, what a nonsense is that? This idiot could not even understand what his donkey was talking to him. So hashta dat be'em tolo haviyada. He knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you crazy? He was the only one that was sensitive to the emotional context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. The equivalent of an emotional context, which is profoundly nogea, the entire sense of this mesechet. Because what we're talking about is emuna, which are things that relate directly to the earthiness. It's because of this that understanding Bilam and the bracha of Bilam is mamish keneged kriyat shma, which is why the Gemara says that there was a thought that we should be koveya Bilam's words in kriyat shma as part of the birchas kriyat shma, which is an amazing thought. And that's why this comes over here. And haynu d'yarmalu navi liyisrael, ami, zechorna maya atz balak melech moav, laman dat sitkot Hashem. Remember the way that they wanted to curse you? You can't imagine how good I was to you guys during that entire period. Because during that entire period, I did not get angry once. Nothing would have been left of you guys. So you see that the nature of Hanhaga and that there should be a moment of kas in the Olam is part of the nature of a reality that has to allow for chaotic and probabilities and things where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesalek hashgachosei. And that's exactly what Bilam is always aimed on, the nature of probability in the world where we do not see the Hashgachas Hashem. And here the Av of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was the Brocha of Yishmo Kohen Gadol, is Nizgala in the way that he handled even that, didn't allow the expression Kvayachol of his emotions in order to save Yisrael. V'hainu t'karmelei Bilam l'Bolak. What am I supposed to do? I'm stuck. Ma'akov lo kava elu ma'ezam lo za'am Hashem. I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not angry, which means I can't take advantage of those emotions. V'lamed shekolotan hayamim lo za'am. Okay, how long is that instant of a given chaos in the world? One rega. V'kama rega. Om Rebbe Avin Yotomer Rebbe Avina. Rega is as long as it takes to say the word rega, which, by the way, is a lot longer than 158,888th of an hour. Therefore, there some bring a raya from here that we have a wrong girsa, but others say b'pshuto, who says that he agrees? Maybe Rebbe Avin holds there's a different shirta rega, so what's the big deal? And how do we know the rega ratach? Shenema ki rega be'apo chayim birtzono. Or it says chaviki ma'at rega, hide yourself for just for that 1 second. Ad yavor zam. So you see, the imat ratach, during which part of the day is that? Om Rabbaye, look at this, baby. It's exactly keneged Kriyat Shema, because it's within the 3 hours of the day, which is the Zman for Kriyat Shema, that the time is defined by when kings wake up. So within those 3 hours of the day, when all of the kings in the world wake up, as we'll see, that is the time of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kriyas. And that time is Kichivra Karbalta de Tarnagula. That's when the comb of the cock, it gets pale, and he stands on one leg. So the Gemara, that goes on all the time. No. All the time, kol shata ipe shuri kesunki. Even though it is pale, the comb, but if you look closely, you could see like lines of blood veins and so on. At that instant, there's nothing there except that pale look. Let be shuri kesunki. Now, there was this, it says tzeduki, but usually when it says tzeduki in the Gemara, that's a censor's attempt to take out a reference to Christians. So there was this min that was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, used to drive him nuts with, well, it says in the holy book, and the Lord says, and so on and so forth, drive him crazy, but Bikroi. So one day he decided, that's it, I'm getting rid of this guy. So Yumachat Shokat Tarnagula Vukme ben Kare de Arsa, he ties this cock onto his bed, and he stares at it. Sobakimot Aisha, at that instant, I'm going to do what Bilam did, and I'll curse him, and he'll drop dead. Anyway, it just at that instant, he found out that he fell asleep. Oh my way. Shmami alav urachar lamevat hachi. V'rachamav al kol ma'asav k'tiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim on everything, even on that mamzer. And furthermore, it says, gam enosh l'tzadik lo tov. If you are a tzadik, it's not for you to be the one that gets rid of this guy. Now, Tosis points out, if it really says tzeduki, or min, so then there's a mitzvah to get rid of these guys, because it says you're supposed to be morid and not male. So what would be wrong with cursing him? Tosfos has a beautiful point, again, which is very nogea emunah. It's your business to take the guy out. It's not your business to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take the guy out. That's not the point. What are you cursing? You want to kill him? Kill him. Don't talk to me about it. It's beautiful. It does this if, of course, the girsa is goy instead of min or tzeduki. So then it works out much, much better. Okay, because there's no din to take out a goy. Tana Mishmei the Rebbe Meir. You know when it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? It's when the sun shines bright and all of the kings wake up. V'kol Malkei Mizrach U'Marav. They all put on their crowns. Note that this is keneged that moment of HaKatriel. And they're meaning Kitrehem Beroshehem. And they bow down to the sun god, Miyad Kohes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's during that period. V'yom Rebbe Yochanan Minishom Rebbe Yossi. Tova mardut achat b'libo shel adam yoter mikama malkiyot. You should know, one internal recognition that a person talks to himself and recognizes what an idiot he is, internally, is worth more than even people beating him up and forcing him into a position of humility. Shenemar v'ratfat ma'aveha, because what happens is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael runs after ritfat ma'aveha, and then lo tasigota, ubikashtam v'lo timtza, and then she says to herself, Hashuva elishi harishon ki tov li azmiata. I should have stuck with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. And that idea is Forget about a lot of beatings, even more than 100 beatings, because it says beferish in the pasuk, the intelligent mind, the mevin, who understands himself, the pain of that internal tochacha is worth more than some idiot that has got all kinds of ways of beating him up to teach him a lesson, 100 times more. Another thing. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time after the Maaseh Eiyah, and all three of them were given to him. First of all, he was Mevakesh et Yishra Shechina al Yisrael. Halo Belechtecha Imanu. That was given to him, because it says Gamata Davar Hazeh Asher Amarta. He was Mevakesh that there should not be any Bilam, which of course goes back to what we were just saying before, that Shalot Yishra Shechina on the Uma Yisrael. And that also was given. Shenema V'niflinu Ani V'amcha. And he was Mevakesh, and here is the point of this entire sugya, to understand the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was also given to him. Shenemar Hodienina Dirachecha. This daf is given to the concept of Hanhoga, which is why Brocha, Tvila, and the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mispalo for an opportunity to change the Hanhoga based on his overall, which is called Makifin, or the Derech HaYichud in the terms of the Ramchal, is this point. So this was Moshe Rabbeinu's Bakosha. And this Bakosha was, why is it, said he to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Yesh Tzadik, Mipnei Ma Yesh Tzadik V'Tovlo, and Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh V'Tovlo, Rosh V'Ralo, and it's totally inconsistent. I mean, I'd be able to answer it if it was consistent. If I always saw that a Tzadik has a lousy life, I could give you some kind of religious explanation, but I mean, there's no consistency at all. And it's just like a chaotic world, which of course is this whole point of Bilam HaRasha. And Moshe Rabbeinu was answered according to this pshat. What was he answered? He was answered, Moshe, Tzadik V'Tovlo is a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Tzadik V'Ralo is a Tzadik Ben Rasha. Rosha V'Tovlo is a Rosha Ben Tzadik. Rosha V'Ralo is a Rosha Ben Rasha. Wait a minute. Is that true? Omar Mar, Tzadik V'Tovlo is a Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Tzadik V'Ralo, Tzadik Ben Rosha. Any, is that possible? Doesn't it say, Porkei Davon Avot Al Banim, Ubanim Lo Yumtu Al Avot? And that's a contradiction. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing children for fathers? And we answer the contradiction, Lo Kasha. One is talking about when the children continue on the terrible Maisim of their parents, so then it's all one big thing. The other is when they're not Eximasi Avotem Biyadem. But how can you apply the father's being a Rosha to the son who's a Tzadik or vice versa? Because it's not a continuation. Okay, so that's a mistake. So maybe this is what he was told. Tzadik V'Tovlo is a Tzadik Gomer. Tzadik V'Ralo is a Tzadik She'ino Gomer. Rosh V'Tovlo is a Rosh She'ino Gomer. Rosh V'Ralo is a Rosh Gomer. And this entire approach argues on Rebbe Meir. Somebody is not muted, Benny. The argues on Rebbe Meir, who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refused to answer him, and that only two of his three requests were granted. Shtayim natnula, achad lo natnula, shenema v'chanit chanoti et asher achon. I love the people that turn me on. Afa pi she'eno hagun, richamti et asher arachem, afa pi she'eno hagun. I feel sometimes for people, and I cannot justify it to you rationally so that you can understand it. This is like the most profound of the concepts of emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the Olam is not simply an expression of emotion, but is literally a connectedness that is based on the same type of earthly qualities that we have no idea in ourselves of why it is that we feel so connected to certain people and so disconnected from other people. If you can answer that in yourself, then you'll be able to answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's question, Moshe's question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevayochol also. You understand the implications, but you certainly can't predict it. That is Rebbe Meir's approach. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lo tuchal lirot et panai, you'll never understand me. Tana mishpei de Rebbe Yeshua ben Korcha, kach omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Look, I wanted to show you what I was all about, okay? And I appeared in that burning bush. And what did you do? You looked the other direction, you idiot. So kishratziti lo ratzita. I wanted to do this. You didn't want. Now you want? I don't want. Ha ha. And therefore, this is the opposite of Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Yonatan, because Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Yonatan said that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu looked away is a big schus, and it's not something wrong, it's something immensely right, of tzniut. Bishar shalosh, zachal shalosh. Bishar vayaster Moshe panav, he hid his face. That's why his face glowed with the carne or when he came down from Har Sinai. Cluster pony. Because he said, ki yorei, yorei, everybody was yorei from him. Vayirumi geshet alav. Bishar mehabit, he was zorcha to tmunat Hashem yabit, which is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes the special madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevius. What you can see is you can see me from the back. We're back again with the interconnectedness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with the world. Kitoret, Kesher, Tefillin, Tefillah, Mabit, and the interrelationship of his Midas. The Kesher shall tefillin, believe it or not, is keneged the Aleph Zeira in Vayikra, which is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam HaRasha in terms of Kabbalah, and has everything to do with every last word on this daf. Again, the multi-leveled construct of a daf of Gemara is truly, it's beyond belief. So, Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Kol Dibur V'Dibur Shiatza Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tova Afilo Atanai Lo Chazar Bo Minolo Mimoshe Rabbeinu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, it happens, even if it was conditional and the conditions weren't met. The condition does not limit the reality of the maimer. We see this from Moshe Rabbeinu, where Moshe Rabbeinu was offered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me go, and let me wipe them out, and I'll turn you into a goy atzum v'rav, right? Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, no, no, I'm not letting you go. And what happens in the end? Moshe Rabbeinu indeed becomes a goy atzum, which is amazing. So Afag Abdebar, Rav Moshe Rachmei Ale Demilta Ubitla, he was mevatel that gezerah. His own children turned into B'nai Moshe Gershom Eliezer, V'yu B'nai Eliezer Rechavya Harosh, B'nai Rechavya Robo Lamala. What does Robo Lamala mean? It means even Lamala from the 600,000 people that were Yotzim in Mitzrayim. Lamala Mishishim Ribo. And that's what Hashem had told Moshe. You let me wipe these guys out, I'll turn you into a bigger nation. Sure enough, he turned into a bigger nation, even though he didn't let them wipe out. And that was the 600,000 Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now come the Ma'amarim Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Up until now I was quoting Rav Yossi. Miyom Shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Et Olam Lo Haya Adam Shekaro LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. This concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mastery, as opposed to merely, I say merely, which is the same idea of Emunah, as opposed to merely being the nature of prime existence, which was the original way that Avraham Avinu understood the world. And then he got to a madrega in which he saw, as the Rambam translates, the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. First of all, you have to know that there is such a thing as primal being. Then you have to know that that primal being is also the Adon Kol Haaretz. That was Avraham Avinu's later discovery, that the Midas are embedded from that actual nature of being in the way that we experience our connection to the universe and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, for the first time, someone on earth called home and said, Hashem Adonai Elohim. That's the first time we ever find that shame. Bameh Eda Ki Irashena, which is a request for his own internal responsiveness, da'at, and understanding. Omar Rav, that Avdaniel on Na'anela B'Shvil Avram, that lasted. The schus of that is even Daniel, where it says, V'atashma Eloheinu Tfilas Avdecha V'el Tachanunava Yarpanecha Migdashcha Hashamim, the tefillah for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which of course is what all of this Emunah is about. Lema'an Adonai. Why does it say Lema'an? Why does it use that shame? It should have said for you, Lema'ancha. Ela Lema'an Avraham Shekaracha Adon. Of course, the idea of the difference between Lema'ancha and Leman, that shame of Adnus, is exactly the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to himself. He speaks to himself. That's correct. I don't say Lema'ancha. I say Leman Adonai. Yom Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Minayin she'en ratzin lo la'adam b'sha'at ka'aso. This from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. She'en amar panayi lechu v'anichotilach. There was never anyone who was mode at HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Leah came along and defined the nature of Odoya. Shenemar HaPam Odeya Tashem, which is the basic of Yehuda's name. So what about the other names? Reuven, Amr Belazar, Amr Leah. Reu, look at this difference. Reu Bein, Ma Bein Beni. Look at the difference between my son and the son of my father-in-law. Namely, Esav Arasha. Even though he sold his Bechora, what does it say? Vayistom Esav et Yaakov. And he complains about him bitterly. Achikarash mo Yaakov, the big phony. Vayakveni zepamayim et Bechora tilakach. My son? Afagavdi al korche shakle Yosef abchirote minay. Yosef was given the Bechora of Yaakov actually from the moment of the Maisa of Bila, and it says Bchalalo Yitzuei Aviv Nitna Bchorato Levnei Yosef. Afilo Achi, we don't find the slightest bit of kina against Yosef from Reuven. Lo kina ba. Dichtiva Yishmar Reuven VaYatzileu MiAdam. He tried saving Yosef. Why is Rut? Of course, this is all about Geula. We talk about the Bechora. We're talking about the Geula. Why is Rut called Rut? Root means to give a full measure of full pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shirot v'tishpachot. Why are we taking these names so important? It sounds silly. Minol on the Shmuel Gorim. Omar Rebbe Eliezer de Amakra. L'chu chazu mifalot Hashem. See the things, that amazing things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does on earth. Asher sam shamot ba'aretz. Al tikre shamot. Not that there's all types of destructions, but shemot. You should know that to a human being, the space of his own home and his own children and his own family is more primal and has a deeper impact. To have one child that is no good in a home is worse to him than surviving Milchemet Gog u'Magog itself. Sheneemar mizmor leDavid beborcho mipnei Avshalom beno. Here's David HaMelech, his tefillah, when he's running away from Avshalom. And what does it say? Hashem mora butzarai. Oy, 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 my horrible tzaras, rabim kamim alai. And then when he speaks about the milchemes gog u'magog, what does it say? Lama rakshu goyim. Lama rakshu goyim is even, what's the big deal? Lama rakshu goyim, u'mim yegurik, stop wasting your time. Does it say mora butzarai? No. So what was his primal response to the story of Avshalom? And this, of course, is David, which is Geula, which is Milchemes Gog u'Magog, and what is necessary in order to get to that moment of full emunah. Amazing. Why does it say, Mizmor leDavid beborcho mipnei Avshalom? Mizmor leDavid, and it should be Kina leDavid, on Reb Shimon ben Kesu. Avshalom, of course. So Reb Shimon ben Avshalom explains, Moshe lemah hadavar domeh. Look, a guy knows that he's going to be hit big by the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, you know. So before he gets his tax bill, he's trembling in his boots. When he finally gets it and it's paid off and it's behind him, he's happy. Afkein David, kima chamarlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hinini mekim alecha ra'a mi beitcha. Oh my God, who knows? It could be some evet, some mamzer that's in my castle who will have no rachamim on me. When he saw that it was Avshalom, his son, he said, Baruch Hashem, it's a son, Mizmor leDavid. Okay, gentlemen, we will see the interrelationship that we began here with the question of whether one is allowed to go out and destroy Rishayim. Can you do that in terms of competition with the forces of evil in the world? Is it even allowed for you to take on the forces of evil in the world? Or are we basically stuck with a rotten reality of tzaddik v'ra lo and so on and so forth? To be continued.